So information is the bridge that helps people make decisions. Your job is to create more bridges. So let me introduce you to lead generation marketing. Write it down. Lead generation marketing. So here's actually how it should work. Hopefully you guys see my arrow. So we have a market or a marketing. Then we generate a lead. And everyone's like, oh, I know what a lead is, Ryan. Yeah, you know what a lead is, but you only send them one message. It's not a lead. Like you want this. You go from a lead to a prospect and you're like, ooh, that's it. But what about that lead? If that lead doesn't go to a prospect, how long are you prepared to date for? And then they become a client. The truth is most people are just not ready to buy from you when you first have contact with them, right? So what do most people ask for? Okay, so let me just reiterate that. Most people are not ready to buy from you when they first come into contact with you. Most people, in some way, shape, or form, will ask for, they will say, please, can I have some more information? How many of you have ever said that to someone before? Can you send me some more information? Of course, all of us have, right? Please, can I have some more information? So information is the bridge that helps people make decisions. Your job is to create more bridges, okay? So studies show, though this is interesting. So this will change some of your minds forever. If you don't offer information first, people will often want it before they're happy to make a decision to use your product or service. However, if you do give information first, and by information, I mean create valuable information. You've got a YouTube channel. You've got emails going out. You've got regular content. You've got free reports. I'm going to go through the whole list in a moment. You've got free stuff to come to. You've got free stuff to do stuff at. If you create genuine value first, most people often will skip all the information and go directly to the product or service. Let me say that again. Often they'll ask, if you've got enough information, they'll skip the information altogether and go straight to the product or service. 9 times out of 10, it's information that helps people make a micro commitment towards using your product or service. Most of you just don't have enough information or content or some stuff out there. I'm going to give you the stats in a moment. One of the easiest ways to start a relationship is for the potential client is give information first of value in exchange for their contact details. That's called a lead. That's a lead generation. And then you send them the details. So the first thing, I will guarantee you, this thing I'm going to say right now will make almost everyone on this call money if you're not already doing it. Stop. All I want you to do is, let's say you've got an information pack at the front desk. Like laminate it. And every single time someone says, can you send me some more information? Instead of giving them the more, let's say they walk into the front desk and they go, how much are the prices? And you tell them some costs, and we'll talk about that conversation on in my sales boot camp. Many of you are going to be joining me on that. Can I have some more information? And you're giving them a leaflet or pamphlet over the counter, stop immediately. All you got to do is, no problem, we've got a full list of information, a full pack for you, and I've got like 10 ways to da, 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 da. All I need is your email address and I'll send it to you. You guys with me? So if you just did that, just stop giving the pamphlet over the front desk and go, cool, yes, absolutely, I've got a lot more information for you. Let me send it to you. We've got a full PDF pack that we send to our people who are interested. Done. Now they've become someone out there in the marketplace. Now they've become a lead. Now you can control the conversation. That means you can potentially have a client long term. You are prepared to date. The customer is the hero. We are just the guide. So here's my challenge with all of you, or with most marketers or business owners, in fact. My challenge, and it's my challenge too, by the way, I too hear this to change. But the challenge is that we fall in love with how we want someone to do business with us. Hey, Ian, good to see you. People joining us. So we fall in love with how we want people to do business with us. While your job as a business owner is just to create lots of bridges, lots of ways for people to start, and please write this down, a low-risk interaction with you. You are looking for loads of ways. You want to take the risk out of it for the customer. Meaning, can you come to a free discovery night? Can you come to a free consultation? Can you come to he has a free report. He has a free webinar. He has a whatever. It's a free thing that you give away in some way, shape, or form that's low commitment, email address, okay, telephone number I'd recommend, that you start a relationship with. And you've got to stop falling in love with how you want them to do business with you. Listen, let me give you examples. Here are some bridges. Write these down. These will make you money. Free reports. I'm going to give you the stats at the moment. Those of you that aren't doing free reports, it's the simplest thing in the planet. I think everyone's like, oh, it's so old school. Yep, it's old school, but I'll show you the results. Health talk. It's free health talk. I'll show you the results tonight. I mean, can't tell you how many people we register for those. Price inquiry. Yep, price inquiry. Take all the prices off your website tomorrow. Have a price inquiry. I'm going to show you the stats in a moment. Checklists. One of my Inner Circle members, we just came up with a few recipes and checklists, and people downloaded them. It was freaking awesome. Right? So checklists. Quizzes. I'll show you some. People love quizzes. I know some of you won't want to admit it, but I'm pretty sure everyone on this call has filled in one of those quizzes online on Facebook. What celebrity are you more like? Don't say you haven't. I know you have. Cool. People fill them in. And then you have to, guess what? Most of the time you have to give your email address to get the results, right? I think this is way underplayed in our profession. I'll show you some more examples in a moment. Ebooks, free discovery consultations, free telephone consultations. Yeah, free telephone consultations. Prior to COVID-19, on our website, we offered free telephone consultations, and hundreds of people fill in the form for free telephone consultation. And out of hundreds of people, I would say if we have 1% that actually ends up in a free telephone consultation, that would be it. It's just for that person. What I mean by that is then we have a sequence that follows up with the person and just offers them a consultation. And someone has a human conversation with them. And they normally end up booking an appointment without having the telephone consultation. But for that person, crucially, the thing that seemed the most risk-free was for that person a telephone consultation. That doesn't mean everyone. For some people, if you're familiar with the bell curve, the early adopters and the laggards and whatever, some people are just not going to sign up at a screening. They're just not going to do it. They're just skeptical type buyers. They need to get information from you for 6 months to a year before they come in. Are you accounting for those people? What about discovery calls, intro sessions, price inquiry, I've said already, workshops, big one. PDF downloads. Those are just some for you guys, okay? So those are bridges. Now, here's what I want you to think about. If you have these, you've got many ways for someone to start a relationship with you. You've got to fall out of love with how you want them to do business with you. I couldn't care if you come to a webinar first, no problem. If you get my book first, no problem. If you decide to come to a free discovery call, no problem. If you decide to join us for a paid class, beautiful. If you decide to come on a one-on-one call with someone, no problem. If you decide to come to a live event first, no problem. You see, the problem is most of you just don't have enough opportunities for people to do business in their way. You want them to do it in your way. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, right? So let me run. So you need a low-risk way for people to do business with you. Okay, let me give you some examples. Hold on. Okay, here we go. So you're just looking for a low-risk way for them to interact with you. Make it easy to take a series of micro commitments. Here's some examples. Here's a quiz we did. Do you know that at one point we were converting 90% of the people? What's interesting, the more hoops you make someone jump through prior to making an offer, the more hoops you make them jump through by definition. I mean, if somebody fills in a questionnaire, your quizzes shouldn't really be more than three. Depends. Three questions, four questions. But if someone fills in five questionnaire, then let's say this. Here's a quiz I think you should all be doing. like back pain severity quiz or questionnaire, or a sciatica severity questionnaire. How bad is my XYZ? Find out here. How bad is my XYZ? Find out here. Back pain severity questionnaire or something like that. If they fill in the questions and then put in their email address to get the results, they're a highly motivated prospect. So we were converting 90% of the people. Now, the cost per lead was a little bit higher because you had more things for them to do, but then the quality of the lead was a lot higher, okay? Very powerful. Health classes. Oh, man, this has been a banker for us for years. I'm going to show you results in a moment. Interestingly, I've got some results for you guys this week about some of our statistics on some of our ads, and they're very good. They're very, very good. And like some of the stuff's coming. By the way, remember I said things have changed a little bit? Well, they're kind of coming back, some of the old stuff that already, the ways to get new patients. Here's just an example of, I think our website's even been updated since, but you'll get the point. So I want you to see just how many, okay, just in the, this is like the bottom fold. I want to show you just how many things someone can click on to put their details in. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 7, by the way. Actually, yeah, that's a 50% offer. 7 things, that one too. 7 things just in the lower little section of a page that someone can put their details in. 7. So how many things are you... And he has, it's interesting, is when I got this web page designed, I'll never forget the company we used thought I was absolutely crazy. They were like, oh, it's going to look ugly. And I'm like, shut up and put the things on the website. Trust me. And I said, and eventually I had to say, okay, competition time. You put your, let's split test it. And we trounced them. We trounced the experts because it's simple. Just give people lots of ways to interact with you. It's that easy, right? Cool. He has like example of a free report, headaches and migraines report. Tips for reports, they should not take longer than 30 minutes to write and 10 minutes to read by the person. It's kind of the information. You're all thinking way too much about it. Remember the stat I told you? Most of the times, people will need the information prior to doing business with you, but they won't even consume it. But the information you're putting in that thing is the information you'd give your auntie or your grandmother over the phone about advice. It's simple information, right? It is a free report, and you're not writing a thesis. They're not going to read it, and they're not going to read a thesis either. 30 minutes to write, 10 minutes to consume in some way, shape, or form. Here is our opt-in pages, right? I'm just going to show you some of these. Here's an exit pop. Oh, this was a great conversation. So the web designer's like, oh, everyone hates exit pops. They're so annoying. I'm like, just put it on the page. I know they're annoying, but just trust me, put it on the page. I'll give you the stats in a moment. So as you leave the page, this pops up. Hey, leaving, I hope you've got what you're looking for. If not, here's a free report. Okay, here's what's interesting. If they come back, so we have our cookies and things on the page. If they come back to the page, there's all stuff we can teach you, by the way. If they come, it'll notice, and when they leave for the second time, look what it says for the second time. We noticed that you visited our site before, and we hope that you got what you're looking for. But if not, maybe you'd like to come in for a free discovery session. Now, first time they left, they didn't get what they wanted. Second time, maybe they just got a report. The third time they came or whatever it is, they're getting this in front of them. Maybe that's the right path for them at this point in their journey. At this point in their journey, right? Okay, you guys ready for this? Here's what I've just shown you. Here's some statistics. This was just a 6-month window. Not the last 6 months, just a 6-month window. And I just wanted to show you how this stuff works. Multiple ways for someone to do business with you. Multiple ways. And let's see what people do. Great. So here are the stats. Chat, we got 155 people actually putting their details from chat. Return pop, that means that stupid, irritating exit pop. Free discovery session, 14 new patient applications from that. Exit pop, the first one, 47 people putting their details over 6 months period for that. Headaches report, 33. Back pain report, 51. Neck pain report, 8. Look at that, free telephone consultation. 52 people fill that out. 52 people. I would never fill out something like that, but I'm not the customer. You guys understand? So you've got to give many ways for someone to do business with you. We even put something up there, a corporate screening application. So if you want to apply for us to come into your business, 5 people did that. Contact us. That's a bit skewed because sometimes that's existing customers to contact us. So I wouldn't read too much into that. And then your cost inquiry. Look at that, guys. 200, 100 inquiries for costs. Now, let me ask you a question. If someone is inquiring about the price of your product or service, do you think they're freaking interested? Hello? Yes. So like 200 people. It's insane. Next. So what would normally happen? Let's say you had your prices on there. 200 people would look at it and leave, by the way. So next, 50% off offer. Now remember, I don't have any prices on the website. But even still, 248 people filled out that form. 248. Just on that, that's 1,300 new patients just from a website. No campaigns, hey? Remember that. I'm driving traffic there, but not anything different from my social media stuff. Listen, there isn't even that much traffic out there for the thing we're doing. So be careful to spend too much money on your website. Be careful. I've blown 30K in 1 year on this thing, and it wasn't worth it. Trust me, it wasn't worth it because it just doesn't work that way. We don't have millions and millions and millions and millions of people around our practice. It's small. We localized. Pretty cool. Give me a thumbs up. You think that's pretty cool? So if I can see you, and then give me a hand up if you can see me. Cool. Awesome. So it's a well-documented fact that 80% of all sales happen after 7 to 21 touches, right? I told it in the last session. Well-documented fact. Yet what percentage of time do we dedicate to this in our business? The fortune is in the follow-up, baby. So this is what it looks like. This is what a system looks like, by the way, if you want to have a business. This is not you freaking. Listen, this is what happens. You're exhausted, campaign after campaign. You know, you don't ever put in the work to get to this stuff. And then it just becomes like one rut after one rut after one rut after one rut because you don't have any rhythmical production of new customers. You know, it takes time, by the way. Even in certain, we can feel it. And I've started newer businesses since Halsa, and like it takes time to get the rhythmical production of the new customer. And it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day where your systems and you've got, you know, lead options, you've got books you're giving away, you've got this, and you've got this rhythmical production because you've given enough value on the front end for people to start using your service. So this is what follow-up looks like. You might have direct mail, website, postcard, Google, newspaper, whatever it is, and then they go through a sequence of events. It looks something like that in our Fusionsoft campaign. Have a look. So we may have like they opt in here or the relaunch email and then they go here and then they do this and then they do that and then they do this. But again, there's effort and there's thought process, and the lazy are going to be looking at this right now and they're going to be going, Ryan, are you crazy? And I'm going to be going, are you crazy? Because it takes a lot, takes work. It takes effort. Unless you want to be a slave to the business forever, where you're never thinking of these things, right? Those of you that have, we had so many of you already jumping a call with Jack, but if you want to find out about how we can help with Infusionsoft, just go to joininfusionsoft.com. Joininfusionsoft.com and get a discovery call with Jack and we'll see if it can help you. Okay, so new patients online now. How are we doing it? Again, all I could possibly do right now is give you awareness. Listen, I'll tell you this. It's not rocket science, guys. Facebook wouldn't be a $1 billion company. What? I don't even know how much is Facebook. Does anyone know how much Facebook's worth? In the chat, does anyone know? I'd love to know. How much is Facebook worth? I'd love to know. But like, it's crazy. Let's have a look. So we are. What are we at? Someone's searching for me now. Net worth. I think 76 billion. Oh, 54 billion as of March 2020. 54 billion. So it's a $54 billion company, okay? It wouldn't be worth $54 billion if it was that difficult to use. People use it all the time. They spend money on it all the time, which means you can do it, So what is possible? All I'm going to give you is some breakdown of what's possible on this stuff. Lead generation, one-touch ads, two-touch ads, and retargeting, and pixels, and custom audiences, okay? So the reason I like doing this section and just I like doing it like this is because, you know, like if someone says to you, hey, have you seen the new blue car, the new blue Mercedes or whatever it is? If someone says, have you seen the new blue Mercedes? Then you'll be like, no, I haven't seen it. And then just because they show you a picture of it, you see it everywhere. You guys know what I'm talking about? And then once you've seen it, you're like, oh my word, I can't believe like I see it everywhere. How did I miss it? Right? So here's some examples for you. This is on Facebook. We'll do lead gen on Facebook. Like all the time. Just slowly adding to our list.
Hey guys, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe, hit the like button, and share the video or leave a comment. It really means a lot to me. Also, if you haven't subscribed, my statistics show that over 70% of you that watch my videos aren't subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. You do not want to miss the practice growth strategies I'm going to be teaching over the next couple of months. See you on the other side.